Hello all, welcome. This is D-Pend, aka Dan Pendergraft, and I just want to bring forth a message today. And before we kick that off, which I can't even wait to get into, I want to just do a quick update on a personal level, just to kind of bridge the gap. So if you're seeing this on Facebook, you probably have seen that I have not been active on that platform for some time, where I used to put all these podcasts. And if you follow me on Podomatic, you have also seen that I haven't uploaded a podcast in a long time. Long story short, a lot of changes. I've been moved up to North Carolina in the mountains now. Way different climate, way different everything, to be honest. And if you're watching this or listening to this, same thing in a way. On Steemit, I'm probably going to post this to D-Sound. Then you probably don't know this side of me, because on there I've been posting mainly through the poetry vein. So, but I used to do all sort of podcasts detailing into essentially the nature of reality, health, wellness, being, philosophy, just spirituality, thinking about the depth of what we are and what we can achieve in this reality. So it's time to bring it all full circle. And if you don't know what Steemit is, it's a cryptocurrency-based, a blockchain-based social media site that's still in beta, that's up and coming, that will reward you for your posting. Now, I would recommend people to actually become familiar with using Bizzy.org, which runs off of the same blockchain, the Steem blockchain. However, it's been running a lot more smoothly as of late. But this is a topic for a whole nother talk, so that 2-minute little intro, that's as much as you're going to get on the personal side, because now it's time to delve into something that is much more important. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the central theme and character, the hero in the story, and that's you. Now, what I want to address specifically, we'll try and make this the overall overarching theme in this talk, would be the power of remaining in suspension with things and not coming to a complete finality on anything that it is that you're exploring, going into, unveiling. This is huge, and I felt the fire to address this topic because you see so many people that are quite intelligent that have not fully unlocked this ability, because it's quite frightening in some ways. But you will find that it's a common characteristic of high achievers that they do not ever come 100% to a conclusion on something. There's always going to be a percentage of leeway that is available to change when new information is coming forth. And we know in this reality that everything is in a continuous creative evolution where, you know, day by day, new things are unveiled. So it's very tempting to come to that final conclusion and then shut your mind off. Now, it's also tempting in a different way to be fully just yin, you could say, spread, spaced, and man, I don't know, you know, no backbone, no rigor, no principle. So we're always talking about remaining at that balance. And just to detail how that is, you could use numbers. So think if you have some type of discrepancy. Think of how many messages would have to go back and forth between two parties, and see where the patience lies. How many messages of conflicting and confounding information can you handle? Because that is what will define the power of your discernment. Meaning that when a dispute begins, say, and we have a back and forth, how long can you endure before you snap and feel that you have to come to a conclusion, say, this is bad, this is good, this wrong, this right, and you're back on the duality program. Because your answer will define the extent of your discernment, your intelligence, okay, your intellect, the extension, the broadness of what you can, your capacity for rationality, reason, which is uniting actually emotion and logic and all type of faculties and energy that you can access. And what you'll witness, just begin to take this information and see when it really hits the fan, see how long people go before they lose their temper and before they just flip and think that they have to make up their mind fully. And you can witness that it, when it occurs, it's out of fear, because it takes a lot of patience, a lot of focus, and a lot of cultivation of awareness to realize that you can just be a conduit, a quantum supercomputer that continually takes in all this information and then produces output in the form of thought forms and communications, and then continues this feedback loop. This is how we grow. This is how our conscious evolution unfolds. So while this is a simple concept, it's very powerful. And we also realize that in our uniqueness, we will handle any situation in a completely novel way than anyone else will. Which means that we also always have to have respect for someone who may not have realized this tool. See what we can glean from their response. Seeking to really understand rather than be in the mode of judgment. And when you get on this, it's like smooth sailing on this clean plane. There's no obstructions. It's just piercing, penetrating clarity into the heart of the matter. And what lies around it is these mere vestiges, the little droplets of obscure feeling that tries to cling to that center point. But you know, you are not that. You are not that fluctuation. That is the ghost of you. So we ever remain at the center of our essence. That's going to conclude this very short exposition on remaining in suspension with anything that we go into learning, and just a different way to process information. So I hope you enjoyed it. It's been a long time since I've brought a message for, so I just want to keep it really short and sweet. If you have any questions, I'm going to try and be a little more active on Facebook, although I don't like using the platform anymore now that I discovered Steemit and Busy.org. I recommend you to really give it a try and maybe sign up there. It's free to sign up and start going, although it is in beta, as I mentioned. So just send me a message on Facebook if you have any questions about that, because I do miss a lot of my Facebook friends. I miss all of y'all, interacting with all y'all. It's just I feel like Steemit's a better platform. I've been posting a lot of mainly written material there, and I want to start branching back into the audio forms, the podcasts, and videos on the topics of all kind of topics of education, you know. So, hope to hear from y'all. And also, if you're seeing this on Steemit, then go ahead and please leave me a comment below. And I will leave somewhere the link to my Podomatic, to where you can go back and see all of my old messages that I was delivering several months ago and last year. So anyway, wholeness to everyone. I'm really excited to be back and want to start making these podcasts a regular thing again. Last thing I will say
If you request any topics for me to go into, I would be more than happy to do that, even if it's just to say that I need to do more research on that topic. So anything goes. Love y'all a lot. Peace. Wholeness.